has come to earth to set the sinner free. Shepherds wonder at the mystery, wise men come from distant lands. Heaven and earth join in the song of jubilee, of jubilee. A child is born who is the great I am. A child is born, the Son of God, the Lamb. The King of kings and Lord of lords is He.
On this glorious night, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. That is why our program is called A Child is Born. His was the most important birth of all time. The Savior came to earth to become a man. As we listen to the message tonight, we will come to understand that. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Right now, let's go back to the beginning of the story. Bill and Luann Taylor are a very special couple to me. The year is 1973, and Bill is coming home after a hard day at work.
Hi, honey. How was your day? This whole Watergate thing has got the world in a financial mess. Gary doesn't know how we're going to keep up with our customers. Everything's exploding all over the place. We don't know what we're going to do. How was your day?
Well, I had a very hard day.
You know, Gary says that the domestic stocks are going bad too, but the international ones are also acting bad also. If somehow we could bring our portfolio together.
I think we can sit down and talk about
it. You know, if we expand what we're doing and get both the international and the domestic stocks together, that'd be wonderful. We could even...
Honey, can you please sit down? I need to talk with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm in my own world. Hopefully no other man does that. So, let me start again. Hi, honey. How was your day? How are you doing?
Well, you know I had the doctor's appointment.
That's right. How did that go?
It didn't go very well.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, the doctor said we can't have children.
I am so sorry, honey. I really am. I wish there was something I could say or something I could do, but know this, no matter what, you can or cannot have children. You know that I always love you.
I know, but it's still so very hard. I am very thankful that you left your international stock deals to talk with me. It made me feel better. Thank you.
I am too, honey. And we've got to remember the trust in the Lord. We don't know where He's leading us right now, but know He's going to give us His peace. Right now, He's holding us in His arms.
It was difficult news for Bill and Luann to accept. They handled it both in very different ways. Bill kept busy at work, and he did work out those stock deals. Luann was busy at her job as well. And they were both active in the church choir. But in the quiet moments, Luann felt an emptiness in her heart. The following Christmas Eve, we find the kids' choir singing in the annual Christmas Eve service.
Thank you.
The kids had done such a great job, even the squirmy ones. Just like they do every year, the entire service and all of its attendees were filled with the Christmas spirit. Knowing there was no way they could possibly top an act like that, the adult choir still decided to give it a go.
Sing on this night, the night we celebrate our Savior's birth. I was listening to one of the phrases that the choir sang, Christ, Christ was born to save. It's sad in our world today that most people think of gifts and gadgets, free trips and fun time, trees and trips, but have no thought for Christ, the Savior, God's gift of love to us. He was no ordinary baby. He was the Holy One, the divine Christ child. Brother Wiggins has been working with our men's group, and they'll sing a special for us now.
He is born the divine Christ child, played the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born the divine Christ child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Through long ages of the past, from his half-born soul his darling Christ child. Play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born the divine Christ child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Jesus, Lord of all the world, coming as a child among us. Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us thy heavenly peace. He is born the divine Christ child. Play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. Divine Christ child, sing we all of the Savior mild, sing we all of the Christ.
Let's look at a few passages from God's Word as we close our service. Matthew 1:21 says this, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Isn't it marvelous? Jesus didn't just come as a precious baby, or a good teacher, or even a martyr. He was God, born as a man. His purpose for coming was to be the sacrifice for us. He died on the cross to take away our sins. The Bible tells us that he did not stay in the grave. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Friends, he conquered death, and because he did, he is the only one that can give us life, eternal life. The Bible tells us that we must repent of our sins. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And that we must accept Christ as our Savior. In Romans 10:9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In verse 13, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me share just one more thought in Ephesians 1:4-5. Paul tells us, "He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. He chose me, and because I've accepted him as my Savior, I'm part of his family. I'm his son of God. I'm his child, and there'll never be a time when I'm not his child." The Bible says in Ephesians 4:16 that I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. But what price did he pay? Let me ask you this, men. How many of you would be willing to see your family broken up, a family that you love dearly? How many of you would you allow a band of wicked, sinful cutthroats to murder your only son? Would you watch your son face death just to help someone else? I admit that'd be a hard one for me. But that's exactly what God did. Why would God do such a thing? Because he loved you and me so much, he wanted to adopt us into his family, to make us his own children. Meditate on that glorious thought as we celebrate Christmas with our family and friends this year. Thank you for coming tonight. Now let's listen to the choir as they sing a final joyful reminder of Christmas.
From the realms of glory, alleluia. Wings your flight o'er all the earth, alleluia. Jesus and creation's story, alleluia. Jesus is born. Shepherds in the fields are hiding, alleluia. Watching o'er your flock by night, alleluia. Jesus is born.
Message Pastor Davis gave tonight.
It sure was.
When I think of all the stuff that we've been through these last few months, it's encouraging, and it's a big encouragement to me to think of what the Lord's done. The price that He paid for me to be His child, all the emptiness inside of me is gone.
I know. You know, I was thinking today.
Oh, hold on. Let me get that. Hello? Yes, Pastor Davis? Oh, my goodness. Is everyone okay? Gary and Sue Ellen? A car accident? Well, yes, of course. As soon as I can, I'll be right down. Yes, sir.
What happened?
Gary and Sue Ellen, they were in a car accident.
Oh, my goodness. Are they okay?
No, they were killed.
Oh, no. What about the baby? Was the baby with them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything. All I know is Pastor Davis wants me to be down there. As soon as I get down there, I will give you a call back.
Bill arrived at the hospital in minutes. There he discovered what happened. Gary, his business partner and best friend, was driving home from the Christmas Eve service with Sue Ellen, his wife. They didn't see the semi coming from the left, and because of the icy intersection, the truck hit them at full speed, and they were both killed instantly. Only days before, Sue Ellen had given birth to their first baby, a little boy named Luke Matthew. It was her first time out since he was born. Because Bill had been so close to Gary, he was the natural choice to be trustee of the estate. He and Luann were also named guardians of Luke. What about Luke, you might ask? Praise the Lord, he was at home that night with the babysitter. As soon as Bill was finished at the hospital, he went by and picked up Luke and brought him home. There he explained the whole story to Luann. Their immediate plans were to adopt him as soon as possible. In a very short time, Luke Matthew Taylor was their very own. A strange twist of fate? An unusual set of circumstances? Not in God's plan. He had used this tragedy to work His divine purpose in Bill and Luann's life. They found that God's grace was sufficient for them.
For me,
for me,
for me.
In the months to follow, the cloud of tragedy was overshadowed by the joy of having little Luke. Though no child is perfect, he was the nearest thing to it, and Luann's heart was filled with God's joy. As the years passed, playpens and Pampers were replaced by school projects and papers. Luke was as happy as any child could be. He had everything he needed. Well, almost everything.
Mom, is it okay if I ask you a question?
Sure you may, Luke. But you don't have to ask to say something. You can just say it.
Okay, Mom. I think my life is perfect except for one thing.
Well, what's that, Luke?
Well, I wouldn't want you to feel bad.
Feel bad about what?
Well, you and Dad have done so much for me. But there's just one thing I love for Christmas that'll make this house really clean.
Really? That could be...
Thanks, Well, Christmas came and went that year, and Luke got almost everything he wanted. No, I'm just teasing, folks. He got his doll. I know y'all were worried. Him, Mom, and Dad went down to the pound and picked out a dog. They found a beautiful tan collie and named him Bandit. Why Bandit? Luke was deep into reruns of the old westerns, and Bandit just seemed to fit. Unfortunately, though, Bandit got off his leash at the pound and chased an older lady out the door. Bill ran after the dog, but didn't see the mud on the walk. As he slipped and fell, he heard the old lady say, "I think I'll just keep my leash." The strangest thing of all, the man at the pound didn't even charge the usual fee. He just seemed to want to get rid of that dog. It was a day none of them ever forgot. Several weeks passed, and Luke was true to his word. He handled the role of dog owner as best as any boy ever had. He learned many things about dogs, but most of all, he learned about loyalty and love.
Mom, can I tell you something?
Yeah, son. Remember, just say it.
Okay, Mom. I never thought having a puppy could be so much fun. I love Bandit more than ever. He's my best friend.
Hey, no argument there. You know, Dad and I have noticed you're doing a great job taking care of Bandit. It's a grown-up boy who can follow through on jobs like that.
It's a little easier doing something. It doesn't even seem like work.
Well, how about when it was raining outside and you had to go walk him in the rain?
No problem.
What about when he ran away and you had to chase him 3 blocks?
Still no problem.
Okay. There was that time he ate 3 of your army men. What about that?
That was a problem. No. Just kidding. He was just being a dog, and I'm sure glad to have him.
Hey, Luke, why do you think you love Bandit so much?
Well, I don't know. Because I guess he's cute and he's so much fun to play with.
Well, when he's not so cute and smart, do you still love him?
Well, sure, Mom. I love him because he's fine and I help pick him out.
Yeah? Luke, that's kind of how it was when you came into our house many Christmas Eves ago. Out of a terrible accident, God brought you to us. When we first held you, we cried and we cried. Not tears of joy, not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy, Luke. It was joy. We wanted you and we chose you as our son. We were thrilled that you were ours, and we still are.
I love it, Mom, when you tell me my adoption story.
And I love telling it to you. You know, because we chose you, we'll always love you and take care of you. Well, just like with you and Bandit. And sometimes things do get a little difficult.
Oh, no, Mom, not with me.
Oh, just every once in a while. But whatever happens, we'll always love you.
Mom, can I ask you a question? That's right. I'll just ask. Will there ever be a time when you won't love me? Like, maybe if I really mess up and you won't love me anymore?
Come here, son. You know, you may do some things wrong. That'll make me sad. But you'll always be my boy. A million years from now in heaven, you'll still be my son. It's like that in God's family. He adopted us to be his children, and he loves us just like Dad and I love you.
I've been thinking a lot about that, Mom. When you say someone, how did you make him a child?
Luke, do you remember that Sunday school verse that you learned last week?
Sure, John 1:12. Mm-hmm. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to be a child of...
Try again. Start over. It's okay.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
I knew you knew it. Very good. You know, when a person asks Jesus into his heart, Jesus saves him, Luke, and he makes him his child all at once, just like that. God does it all.
What happens if I really mess up after I'm saved?
Luke, what did I say would happen if you did something wrong here at home? Will I ever send you away? Will you stop being my boy?
Of course not, Mom. You love me.
That's right. And that's how it is with God. He loves you, and you'll be his child forever. He'll never let you go. Luke, are you ready to ask Jesus to save you?
I know I'm a sinner, and I don't deserve to be your child. All I deserve is hell, but you came to die for me. I put my trust in you and what you sacrificed for me when you died on the cross. Please save me. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm so happy for you, son. Now, what is it that you just did?
I asked Jesus to save me.
Then according to the Bible, you're his child right now, right this minute. And he'll always be your father. Forever and ever, you'll be safe in his arms.
Passed quickly, and Luke was in high school before he knew it. He became an excellent basketball player, both during his high school and college years. But that was second to his testimony and love for his Lord. He was known as a young man with convictions and a desire to do the right thing, in spite of any circumstance. In his sophomore year in college, he began dating Carol, his childhood sweetheart. At first, they were just good friends, more like a brotherly and sisterly affection, but it grew into something more than that. After they finished the college the following summer, they were married. In August of 1996, Luann started having dizzy spells. Though she wasn't one to worry about little problems, Bill insisted that she see the doctor. Her test revealed a small tumor, but it grew faster than anybody expected. And by Thanksgiving Day, she was bedridden. Bill was devastated, but he trusted God each step of the way. On February 6, 1997, Luann went home to be with her Lord. Bill knew God's peace in a very special way. It is now December 24th, and we catch up with Bill right after the annual Christmas Eve service.
Hi, Pastor.
Bill, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
You know, it's been tough since Luann's homegoing.
Yes, it has.
You'll never know how much I've prayed for you over the past few months. God's grace is sufficient for us, isn't it?
It certainly is. I've had to learn that in a whole new way this year. The memories I have with Luann, I'll treasure those forever. And when I see her in heaven, I can those will hold me till then. It's hard to believe this. It's been 24 years tonight since God used the circumstances to give us Luke today. With your help and Luke and Carol, God's taken very good care of me. By the way, have you seen Luke? I was supposed to meet him here tonight.
Well, you've heard most of the story now, but there is one thing that I need to share with you. Excuse me for just a moment. Dad, how you doing?
Doing good, Luke. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dad. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Where's Carol?
Oh, she's around here somewhere. You know how Carol is at Christmas.
Absolutely. You had something you wanted to say?
I did. Well, Dad, you know how you've always wanted to be a grandpa, right?
Absolutely.
Well, got good news for you.
What's the news?
We're about to have 35 kids, Dad.
Well, that I just don't. Okay.
Well, let me explain.
Help me out there. Yeah,
you're taken back a little. Carol and I are going to be starting an orphanage missionary down in Guam this summer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're going to have 35 kids under us.
You know, I always knew that the Lord would use you in a special way. Your mother would be so proud looking down here on you right now.
Thank you, Dad. Yes, Bill, that is my dad, was quite surprised, but it was Mom and Dad's love for me that showed me God's love and God's love taught me how to love others. From the day they adopted me, I was special to them, and I always knew it. You may ask yourself, what does God have planned for my life? Remember, if Jesus is in your heart, then you are His child, and He wants only the best for His children. His grace works in mysterious ways, and His love will fill your empty heart.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Again, we repeat there that, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." I'm thankful tonight at the age of 6 years old that I accepted Christ as my Savior. I'm thankful that God sent His only begotten Son to this world. A child was truly born, but a child unlike any other child. It was the Christ child, the baby Jesus Christ, the God-man. In Galatians chapter 4, the Bible says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." When I accepted Christ as my Savior, I was adopted in the family of God. I became a child of God. And I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. I don't know if maybe you're here tonight and you've heard the message throughout the program that Jesus Christ came, born in a manger. Jesus Christ came and lived a sinless life, that He died, that He was buried, and He rose again. And salvation is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation from death, hell, and the grave is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my prayer tonight is that you know Him, and that you know that you know that you know, if you were to die today, that you'd have a home in heaven. That decision, I hope that you have made, or you will make. And it's the greatest decision you ever make. And then church members, just be reminded, as we were reminded this morning in the message, that God's grace is sufficient for me. That no matter what you may be facing, no matter what you may have gone through, that God's grace is always there. And that His divine enablement, His empowering in our life, is absolutely sufficient for anything that we may face. And what a great and wonderful Lord we have. Again, tonight I'd like to just take a couple of minutes and let the piano and the organist play a verse of invitation. And just let them play through for a second. If the Lord's laid something upon your heart, and maybe tonight something has touched your heart, maybe tonight you can be saved. There are several here, myself and others, who'd like to show you from the Bible how you can have eternal life. I'd like for you to step up, have courage to step up out of your chair and to come forward. Come to the altar here. Come to these steps. And we'll show you from the Bible how you can have eternal life. Maybe, Christian, you were here this morning, you heard the message, or the message tonight, and maybe life has just discouraged you. Can you be reminded tonight that God's grace is sufficient? Come down and ask God for His grace, His enabling power in your own life. Let's just take a couple of seconds, one more verse.
A child is born, unto us a son is given.
kids, they do a great job. Amen. Let's give the kids a hand clap as well. Kids did a great job. Appreciate Brother Wiggins and all of our others who helped with the children's choir as well and all the work that went into it. Great job, choir. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to take a good old Baptist offering. Sunday nights, we have a lot of our workers who work Sunday morning in various... You can go ahead and come forward, man, and we'll take an offering. A lot of our people are working in various departments on Sunday morning. We'll give them opportunity to give their tithe tonight. And if the Lord has laid anything upon your heart, you give tonight as the Lord has blessed you. If you would, remember, our missionary of the week is Brother Randy Carroll, evangelist. Keep him in your prayers if you would. And it was so good to see Miss Morgan this morning. Just keep her in your prayers, as well as many others that are on our list. Brother Lasker, would you come and lead us in prayer, please?